So what I'm going to do is type in www.shorezone.org. And
Laura Baker is with the Nature Conservancy and helps to coordinate the Alaska Shore Zone Habitat Mapping and Inventory Project. Her group works with the University of Alaska, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and more than 20 other partner agencies and organizations on the effort.
And then you just click on Fly the Coastline. And the key here is that it actually works best in Internet Explorer. For Mac users, there's one there as well.
The coastal imagery and other data was captured by scientists in a low-flying helicopter over the course of several years.
They're hanging out the helicopter. The geomorphologist has a video camera in their hands, and they're taking consistent, contiguous video of the shoreline, and the biologist is hanging out the helicopter with the doors off, with a camera in their hands, and they're taking still photos, because the human eye is catching different things than perhaps what the cameras might catch. And they're also talking into microphones, and everything is connected to a GPS. So they're collecting all this information.
Information that will all be linked together and available on the website. After a couple of minutes to set up the computer's web browser, Baker pulls up a map.
The majority of the Gulf of Alaska has been imaged. Most of it is going to be ready for mapping, especially in Central Southeast, by November 2011. So that will be a major accomplishment in November, because it's taken them since 2004 to get this far.
Clicking on the map, Baker zooms into Southeast Alaska all the way into Petersburg's Harbor, and a window opens that plays a series of bird's-eye images flying along the shoreline.
And this video is, it's 1 second captures of the videography, so because we're not streaming the entire video. And this is the latitude and longitude up here, and the date from which the imagery was taken. And you can maximize this image, you can pause it, you can download it.
According to Baker, the idea of the project is to inventory the biological and geological features of the intertidal zone and shoreline throughout the state.
We're really excited about the fact that in September, we're going to have both the imagery and the data complete and ready for almost the entire Gulf of Alaska, from all the way from Ketchikan to Kodiak. And then there's imagery available for Bristol Bay. The data hasn't been isn't funded for completion yet. And then in Western Alaska, we have funding proposals and initiatives to work on this mapping project in Western Alaska, the Aleutians, and also the North Slope.
Baker says there are many applications for the data, especially since it's available to the general public. For instance, it could be used to support oil spill response.
So that in the middle of the night, if an emergency happens, you can right away get to your computer, take a look at what you're getting yourself into. What does that coastline look like? What is the wave exposure in a storm? What are those waves going to look like? Or is it protected, or is it highly exposed? So that we know that if an emergency happens, we understand what we're getting ourselves into for the safety of people, and also for cleanup and response activities.
The imagery could also be used by boaters heading to an unfamiliar piece of shoreline.
So people can go and look at what do these places look at low tide, so that they know for trip planning, what are the moorage and anchorages look like.
According to Baker, one of the project goals is to encourage scientists to use the data and imagery for advanced research in fields like fisheries.
In order for us to get a better handle on these coastal areas and the uses that nearshore fish, juvenile fish, juvenile marine fish, salmonids. How are these critters using the intertidal zone and the different habitats that are found there?
Baker says the project's done a lot of public outreach over the past 5 years and is currently working to make its website easier and faster to use with all web browsers. Baker has been in Petersburg this week to work with high school biology students and meet with staff at Alaska Fish and Game and the U.S. Forest Service. She'll give a community presentation on the Shore Zone Mapping Project tonight at 7 in Petersburg's elementary school library. The website again is shorezone.org. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.